Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, the Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Let's turn to that news over the weekend. Mark Cullen being shot dead on Sunday morning in Dunleary. He had gone for a pre-arranged meeting before being wounded in the leg and then bleeding to death, according to Gardaí. This was the country's first fatal shooting since 2024. We're joined by Sóc Dem spokesperson for Justice and TD for Dublin Central, Gary Gannon. Gary, the first fatal shooting since 2024, but not the first incident of intimidation or violence in this world.
Nowhere close, Shane. And firstly, commiseration, my deepest condolences to the family of the person who's lost his life and their friends. Drug-related intimidation in this country is at a scale that we've never seen before. I kind of recoil a little bit when I would hear Jim McCallan saying there's been no gun-related death over the course of a year, 2 years, because I know full well, and through Garda, in the information that they released, that since 2021 there's been over 2,500 incidents of drug-related intimidation in this country up until January of this year, when we have the most updated figures. You're talking about really serious incidents of intimidation that extend to arson attacks in which people have lost their life, violence on a scale that is reached the point where a person opened their door, had petrol poured over them, set on fire. We have absolutely quieted down the loudest aspects of gang-related violence, what we've seen in the feud where people were shooting each other. But what that's transformed into it is a more subtle, insidious form of violence that I don't believe the state is even remotely able at the moment to confront. I think Gardaí have informed us that there's 169 different gangs in this country operating, of which they are monitoring at a highest level 17 different gangs and gang-related feuds. We have crime in this country now that doesn't make as much noise as gun-related crime up until this incident this weekend, which is tragic, but is far more insidious, far more deep-rooted. It's no longer contained within inner city Dublin or parts of Limerick. It is all over the country. I think in doing the job that the Gardaí did in terms of confronting the gangs will always transform. Now they're smaller cell-like structures. They're incredibly violent, but they know not to kind of push beyond into gun-related violence up until this weekend. But it's genuinely terrifying, and I don't believe the scale is recognised other than through the facts that I've just given.
Okay, really interesting facts there. What does the state need to do about it? Because it's certainly not easy. I mean, the world that these people operate in, they are violent, they are dangerous. There is intimidation. Yeah. So what does the state do? How does it even begin to tackle this?
I think we have to recognise it first. So I was shocked in March, and I actually read this out in the Dáil during the Leaders' Questions engagement I had with Simon Harris. The front of the Farmers' Journal in March talked about the level of drug-related intimidation happening in rural Ireland, where farming families were having to sell off the machinery because of the debts accrued by their sons or daughters. And I mean, that should be a wake-up call, because, I mean, you talk about violence at that level, at that scale, the state firstly needs to recognise it. There is a coercion economy now where almost the violence associated with the threat of repaying the debt is more profitable than the debt itself. And I don't believe this is something that we are taking as seriously as we need to be. Like, obviously, Gardaí are stretched, and Gardaí do an immense job, but they are understaffed with too many Garda stations which are not open, part-time opened, Garda stations that in rural Ireland, which don't, or all over Ireland, which don't have access to the appropriate level of Garda cars. I think where possible and where resource Gardaí have shown they have the capacity to get in front of these gangs, but where now we have a scenario where 169 recognised gangs are operating in Ireland at the moment, we are not managing this at scale. I obviously think diversion for young people and getting involved with these gangs is important, cutting out the source of their income through providing treatment options. But at the moment, it's not, I've tried to talk about it in the Dáil, it doesn't capture that level of attention. But I mean, we know the podcast, some of the podcasts related to crime are the number one podcasts in Ireland. We know that crime sells newspapers because it's so salacious, but that hasn't transferred into an appropriate level, statewide approach to confronting crime, gangs, gang culture, gang-related violence, and the coercion of young people into crime and of families out of their money because of the deaths of their sons and daughters.
Okay, so fast forward to after the general election and the Sock Dems are in government and you're the Minister for Justice and you're meeting with the Garda Commissioner and so on. What's on your agenda as a way of tackling this? How do you go about doing it?
Firstly, too many people are in prison who shouldn't be in prison at the moment because of the crime associated with their addictions. I would like to remove people from prison who I believe would be better suited in treatment. And then I'd like to confront these gangs and confront them in a way that's like allocating the appropriate level of Garda investment into really going after them. We have, for example, Fagan's Law in this country, which is about the coercion of children into crime. We have the data that shows that at any one time there's more than 1,000 young people being dragged into crime. We've only had about 17 people being investigated for that law, when yet we know that it is so much more prevalent across Irish culture. I want to stop going after the easy low-hanging fruit and start getting into the face of these gangs who are absolutely terrorising people the length and breadth of Ireland.
Okay. And do you think that's doable? Do you think these people can be brought to heel, be brought to justice?
I absolutely think it's doable. I think too often we go after low-hanging fruit, but when we actually face with these gangs who are doing, do you know there's no crime on their statutes in relation to drug-related intimidation? Doesn't actually exist as a crime and as an offence in Ireland. I mean, if you don't have an offence in relation to drug-related intimidation, how are we ever going to confront it? So if I was the Justice Minister, these people who are terrorising people the length and breadth of Ireland, I would be getting into their face.
Okay, all right, really interesting. Thanks indeed for coming in to a Sock Dem spokesperson for justice, Gary Gannon, Dublin Central TD as well. Thank you indeed for talking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.